This week's mailbag comes to us from Sarah. Hi, Lisa. I recently heard the uncertainty in your voice, and I wanted to share that I love your podcast. People all have different situations in their life. I accept that right now I am living in poverty, but your ideas are great. Lately, I have trouble motivating myself, but after hearing that you pay $20 a week for two loads of laundry, hey, I'll pay myself to do my laundry. Yes, five shekels or a load around $1.50 should motivate me. I have 10 loads a week, and I bet paying myself will also get me to wash the linens weekly. Who cares if I use the money I earn to pay the rent? I will feel great earning money. Lisa, you are giving the gift of a shame-free, decluttered, organized, and productive life. If paying someone to do your laundry will help you stay committed to the Organized 365 community, then please do. I still rely on your support to get my life together and become fully responsible. Thank you so much, Sarah. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organize365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organize 365.
Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started.
Well, this is unfortunate. As you can imagine, I record my podcast episodes weeks in advance, and actually it has taken me 5 years before I've gotten to the point where I am 6 to 8 weeks in advance of recording my podcast episodes. Which makes Mary, our content editor, and Amanda, our podcast producer, super, super happy. Mary is an ICU nurse in Chicago, so she needs to be able to listen to the podcast episodes whenever it fits into her schedule. And Amanda homeschools her kids and is currently traveling around the United States, although they have stopped in one location during the pandemic. So both of them work for Organize 365 in the nooks and crannies of their day. And so out of respect, I try to get my podcast episodes to them as soon as possible. And when we recorded these podcast episodes for April about how to plan a big project, I used the examples that I was planning in the beginning of March, which was Abby's graduation party, probably not going to happen. I mentioned planning a wedding a couple of times. I know many of you have weddings on the calendar that are being canceled or rescheduled or being done with less than 10 people in attendance. I talk about moving, which is getting really hard to do right now as we are all at the current time of this recording in social distancing. And some of us are in a state where we are not allowed to interact at all. And I also talk about planning fun activities for your kids this summer and signing up for camps, which seems like such a dream now, doesn't it? We are going to go ahead and air these podcast episodes because how you plan a big project didn't change just because how we're living our life today changed. And I've been doing my podcast for over 5 years, and I know that many of you go all the way back to the beginning and listen through those podcast episodes, and you know much of what I said 5.5 years ago isn't as applicable today, but the principles of organizing never change. Once you learn the skill of organizing, which many of us did not learn as kids, it takes learning and skill to develop organization and then the productivity that comes from organization. This is how I do it. This is how I break down a huge project into multiple steps. And over the course of April, you're going to follow along as well. I really hope that I do not trigger you by talking about graduation parties or weddings or planning summer vacations that may have gotten canceled. The only counsel I can give you is that this is just 1 year in time. And while, yes, this is Abby's senior year and this is her graduation party, it will forever be remembered, right? Like her graduation party will be remembered way more than Joey's in the year of the global pandemic. I am trying to provide as much real-time encouragement, motivation, perspective, love as possible. It's easier for me to do that through social media than through the podcast, although I'm trying, and we're even putting up bonus podcasts if they're a Facebook Live that's resonated with a lot of people. We would love for you to join our Facebook community. Just search Organize 365 and find the group and ask to join and answer the few questions there. And if you want to see how I'm handling this as a wife, as a mother, as a CEO, as a puzzle lover, as a dog owner, follow me on Instagram. I share a lot more in my Instagram stories than I do even in Facebook or on the podcast. We are in this together. Many of us are now together at home, and now you're looking around thinking, ooh, I really need to get this home organized. Organize 365 is still shipping out products, but most of what we have is digital. So when you place your order, you'll get the digital assets right away. And we've cut our shipping down to 1 to 2 days a week just to minimize the number of people in the office. And we just have one or two people go in and do that shipping so that we maintain our social distancing as well. We will all get through this together. I hope you enjoy these podcast episodes. And again, I'm sorry that the projects that I was talking about are no longer projects that we are currently planning. A few months ago, over on Instagram, I posed the question in one of my stories, and I said, what would you like to see more of in Organize 365? Specifically, like courses, products. I did not ask for podcast suggestions, but like, what is it that you still need in order to get organized? And I'm going to read you about 20 responses that we got that all related to the same topic. So let me read some of those and I'll tell you what we're going to dive into in the next couple of weeks here on the podcast. Things that you want more of: productivity tips, motivation tips, time organization. More information about productivity and full-time working women. How to prioritize goals. I love the 100-day goal section, and I want more. Courses, books, products on dreaming up goals and executing. Graduation planning. A more detailed breakdown of how you organize projects for the home. I love everything. A planner for teens, a planner for everyone to purchase, planner inserts to help me organize my days and weeks, some kind of project organization printable. Please talk about how to stay on track and how to not get distracted when doing a project. How do you set priorities for tasks, projects after you get past the time-sensitive ones? Ideas for how to hire help from professional cleaners and other useful home yard tasks to hire. How do I learn to delegate? 5 kids from 6 to 20 plus a hubby, and I've never been able to figure it out. And I pulled all of these responses, and of all the responses we got, this was half of them. And I thought, you know, the underlying question here that I think is really being asked, or the skill that needs to be learned, is how do I create bigger goals and priorities for myself and actually get those done in a meaningful way over and over and over again versus single tasks that get put on my to-do list and can get checked off in a day or in a week? How do we really tackle these bigger goals and projects in our life? Interestingly, Mary, who is on our content team, is always listening to so many podcasts. And she sent me this excerpt from podcast episode 22 of the Productivity Pet Peeves. It's on Productivity Cast. The episode's called Productivity Pet Peeves. And in that episode, which I have not listened to, they talk about the difference between efficiency and productivity. So I looked up, what is the difference between productivity, which is what I am always talking about and I feel that I do, and efficiency? And I was like, oh, Mary, you are so good. I think that is exactly what is going on here. Productivity is producing or being able to produce large amounts of goods, crops, or other commodities. It's related to engaging in the production of something big, achieving or producing a significant amount or a result. So often when we say that we want to be productive, I think we're talking about efficiency. When I say productive, I mean I want to produce a lot of stuff. So what then is efficiency? Efficiency, or to be efficient, means to achieve maximum productivity with minimum wasted effort or expense, working in a well-organized and a competent way. And often, a lot of the podcast episodes I've even said are related to productivity are related to this idea of efficiency. So what, Lisa, what are you talking about? When I say that you want to be efficient, with your laundry. To be productive and efficient in doing your laundry means to bulk task doing your laundry all at one time. Or if you want to be super, super efficient and you have a lot of backload of laundry, go to the laundromat. Like, load it in your car, take it to the laundromat, get it all done, come back in 2.5 hours, put it all away. You could do in 3 hours what would take you an entire weekend at home because you can run multiple machines at the same time. That is being efficient. That's maintaining maximum productivity in minimum wasted effort. And I think we are so busy in our everyday lives at home that we get stuck in this efficiency trap. There is so much on our to-do list. We're never going to get it all done. So how can I check off as many things off of this list as possible in the shortest amount of time so I can feel like I'm not treading water and I'm holding on to the side of the swimming pool for a few minutes and then I'll go back into the middle and tread water again. But we don't get that productivity hit. When you achieve a big goal, when you produce a large amount of something that is productive, productivity is proactive. It's something that wouldn't have gotten done in the everyday. It's not something that could have been achieved through efficiency. It has to be achieved through a big chunk of time devoted to a new product to create something new. So we are going to be talking about productivity, goal setting as it relates to big projects. And I did this a while back. I cannot remember when the podcast were. I think maybe it was one of the blitzes where I take I think it was the holiday blitz where I took each of the holidays and we broke it into these different ways. So I am going to teach you in the next 4 podcasts how I do large projects on a regular basis and the system I go through every time. And the 3 projects I'm going to talk to you about are having a graduation party, planning your summer for your kids if they're school age and they need to go to camps and things like that, and moving. So we've got some smaller productivity goals in there. We've got some bigger ones, and hopefully that will hit everyone that's listening to the podcast. Either you have or you are moving soon, you're planning a graduation party or some kind of big celebration, a 50th birthday party, a big anniversary party or wedding, and then summer camp, like planning a summer out for kids and or their school year or something like that. So today we're going to go over step 1. And step 1 is to identify that you have a project or a goal that cannot be accomplished in a day or a weekend. And that is the big differentiator between anything we're going to talk about in the next month versus what you do in your Sunday basket or what you do in your job. The Sunday basket is an awesome place to put all of your mail, all of your actionable to-dos, all of your ideas, all of your projects, and every Sunday you go through there, get as much done as you can, pull out what has to get done before next Sunday, and you prioritize your week for as much efficiency as possible so that you can get more done in less time, and your Sunday basket holds everything that's not going to be done in that week, right? So we all know how to do the Sunday basket. And inside of the Sunday basket, you have project folders. So we have pink for projects and goals for ourselves. We have purple for projects and goals for our household, blue for our family, and green for our money. What happens? How do those projects go from out of the box as a slash pocket into production, into make some bigger goal, some bigger impact in the house? And that is what we're going to start with today. So number 1, when you identify your thing, I'm going to talk about a graduation party, a summer camp, or a move, and you've decided this is now going to be something that is going to stop being just a slash pocket in the Sunday basket or an idea in my head, and we are actually going to do this thing, the first step is to create a new box or basket for that project. Now, in the 100-day Facebook group back in March, the beginning of March, we had a snafu and I didn't get questions from you to answer. So I went live anyway, and I showed, actually, I think it was in the workboxes group. I showed you all of my workboxes and binders and bags that I had going on currently. And I had a homeschool workbox,
I had a book tour bag. I had a travel bag for the trip to Nashville I was taking. I had a bag I was taking into the office. I had my organized 365 quarterly workbox. I had my organized 365 regular workbox. And I had my Sunday basket. Yes, it was overwhelming. But this is how I've lived my life for the last 20 years. I have more than just a Sunday basket. And right now, I have in front of me a graduation party Sunday basket. And you may think, well, a graduation party, like there's not even really that much to put inside of a box for a graduation party. Or if I'm planning summer camp, I can really keep all of that in a slash pocket. Giving this product or this project that you're going to tackle or this big goal that you have its own box or basket is significant, not because of what it can hold physically, but because it creates a physical representation of a big mental goal or project that you have in your head. And that physical representation of that box that you see when you walk through your office or your bedroom or your kitchen or wherever you place your Sunday basket, you're going to have this one next to it, is a constant visual reminder to you that, oh yeah, I have this big project, I have this big goal that I want to do, and it keeps bringing it back to your subconscious. Most people who do the Sunday basket in the 100-day program tell me that the biggest payoff that they get is they get their brain back. They get their thinking power back. They're not constantly talking back to themselves or berating themselves anymore, and they feel more clear-headed. They feel more like they have more capacity. And this box being relevant and right next to your Sunday basket that you see on a regular basis is bringing back to your brain, like even though we've emptied out all of our ideas and we've tossed them in the Sunday basket, it's saying, hey, we've got this big project coming on. We're moving in 6 months. The kids are going to be home for summer. We need to plan what they're going to do. We are having a graduation party in 10 weeks. What are you going to do? And then just seeing that box, you might get an idea. Oh yeah, I need to order those invitations. Oh, next time at the store, I want to pick up graduation decorations. Oh, you know what? I just heard on the radio that there's a new summer camp for Legos and I want to research that. Or, oh, you know what? I need to start collecting those egg carton boxes from the store now, even though we're not moving for 3 months from now, because those are the best free storage boxes I can get. And you're going to grab index cards or any piece of paper that's laying around, write that idea down, and you are not going to throw it in your Sunday basket. This is key. You're going to throw this in the project box. Whichever project it is, you're only picking one, hopefully. You're going to throw that in the project box. Why not throw it in your Sunday basket? Why have this additional box? This seems like a unnecessary step often. Again, the biggest reason why you want that separate box is because it's going to legitimize your goal and your project for yourself and create a physical space in front of you for your ideas to go in. And secondly, you are going to start filling up this box with ideas, and I don't want you running through these ideas every single Sunday. So instead of putting every idea you have into your Sunday basket, anything that is related to the project of moving or graduation party or summer camp, whichever one you have picked, is going to go into this separate box. Now, do you have to go through this separate box every single weekend like you do your Sunday basket? No, you do not. This one is just a holding place. We talked about this back in the Holiday Blitz, and you could go back and watch those Holiday Blitz videos on our YouTube channel if you want. And at the end of the year, we have our Sunday basket, we have a holiday basket, and then we have a New Year basket. So back in last November, I told you to have three boxes at all times. One is your Sunday basket you have to go through on Sunday. One was your 2020 basket, and one was your holiday basket. And so your Sunday basket, which you still have to go through every Sunday, became very streamlined, and you could get through your Sunday basket in November and December, like sometimes in 30 minutes, because anything that was a project or an idea that definitely was not going to be done until 2020 had moved over into a secondary Sunday basket that was not going to be referenced until 2020, which gave you a lot of speed in your Sunday basket. If you did that to success, the desire sometimes is that you, oh, I want my Sunday basket to always be that fast, so I'm always going to defer things over to another basket. Don't do that. Like in 2020, your Sunday basket should have gotten fat again, and everything should have been back in one Sunday basket, and you need to process through all your projects on a regular basis. Just, you don't have to go through the entire Slash Pocket, but you need to touch it because you need to keep top of mind, what are these big percolating projects and ideas that you want to do? Now that box that you had for 2020, that is the box that is going to be for whatever goal or project you are going to follow this podcast series through. And that one Slash Pocket is going to go into this box. Having too many boxes means you no longer have any priorities. A priority means one. What is the one thing? So in addition to your Sunday basket, what is the one big project that you're working on right now? That's what your second Sunday basket is for, and it is not gone through every Sunday, and it only gets ideas dropped in it that are related to this product or this project. Sorry, I keep saying product. I have no idea why. Okay, so let's think again. I'm going to go through each of these ideas that I have: graduation party, summer camp, and move. What are we going to start collecting in this box, and how soon would you have it on your kitchen counter or next to your Sunday basket? For the graduation party, which I am currently planning, when Joey's graduation party ended almost 2 years ago, I put the Slash Pocket for his graduation party in my Sunday basket, knowing it would be a full 2 years before I did it for Abby, because I wanted to be able to continually add stuff to that Slash Pocket. So for 2 years in my Sunday basket, I have looked at a graduation Slash Pocket. It has now moved out of the Sunday basket and it is in a graduation box. So I have gone through the house. There were a couple of things I saved from Joey's graduation party that I have put in the box for Abby's graduation. And I've just been dropping in ideas. Like Abby and I went out to breakfast and I did an inventory similar to what I do at the holidays when I ask the family, you know, what they want to have to eat and all that kind of thing. I said, so Abby, for your graduation party, what do you want? So she basically told me all the foods she wanted and who she wanted to come. She doesn't care about the decorations. You know, she doesn't care about the invitation. There were a lot of things that she didn't care about, but she cares about the food. She cares about the people. So I have that list. I need to get, there are a whole bunch of things I need to do. And honestly, at the time of this recording, I've done none of them. So I'm fairly overwhelmed recording this podcast for you, as you probably are listening, especially if you're listening real time, which means you're 4 weeks behind me in planning a graduation party that might be happening in the next 4 to 6 weeks, right? The overwhelm in this step and the next step are totally normal. No one, I repeat, no one says, I'm going to move, I'm going to have a graduation party, or I'm going to plan the summer activities for the kids, and they're like, and I'm just going to sit down and do it, and I'm not overwhelmed. No, we are all overwhelmed. So instead of being overwhelmed by the overwhelmed, or wishing that you weren't overwhelmed, just know it is normal. It is totally normal to be completely overwhelmed with whatever your goal or your project is. So we're just going to create a box and we are going to take all of our overwhelm in our head and we are going to write it down on index cards and we're going to dump it in that box. I need to get invitations. I need to get plates. I need to recarpet my house. I need to steam clean my house, you know, like, because these graduation parties are at our house. So a lot of times when we had Joey's 2 years ago, it was like, you know, new furniture, new, like everything, like we wanted to do everything. You're not going to accomplish everything you write down, but feel free to write everything down. The reason why you're writing everything down is because things on paper are less anxiety producing than things you're holding in your head and trying to remember and figure out. And when you see the list in front of you that you want to get new carpet and new furniture and power wash your house, you might say, but I have $500, so clearly I'm not getting any of that. Maybe I can clean the carpets for $200. I can rent a power washer for $100, and we're not going to have new furniture. Maybe we can get new cushions for $100. Like, you could start to see solutions once you're looking at it on paper that you can't see when it's swirling inside of your head. So write down this weekend, or this week in between this podcast and the next, I just want you to identify a box or a basket and brain dump everything that you think needs to happen for this project or this goal to be a reality. We're not doing anything other than getting our ideas on paper. Secondly, as you write your index cards or as you write your lists, and you could do it as a list if you want and throw it into the box because it's one project, it's not a bunch of thoughts, and you throw it into the box, notice you will write things down more than one time. As you're going through your index cards or your multiple lists that you have, you may have written down three different times, get an aim in flame so that you can light the grill outside. And the reason why your brain is going to write that down three times is because 5 years ago, when you had a party, you didn't have a way to light the grill because you don't have matches anymore and your aim in flame ran out of lighter fluid. And then you were stuck with all these people and no way to light the grill. So there's going to be something that traumatized you in your past. And you're like, don't run out of toilet paper. Don't run out of toilet paper. Don't run, you know, or whatever it was. You know, get all the condiments that are going to go with the burgers, not just the one that your family likes. It's okay to write things down multiple times. That is your brain saying to you, don't forget this, don't forget this, don't forget this. And as we go through this process, you're going to be able to say to your brain in this process, just like you do in the Sunday basket, don't worry, I've got it on a list. Don't worry about trying to make a perfect list. Don't worry about trying to not repeat yourself. Do not edit yourself in any way. Just get rid of the overwhelm by writing everything down on paper, putting it in the basket, and then we will deal with it next week. Okay, so that's the graduation party. What about summer camp? Inside of your Sunday basket, you probably have ideas for summer, camps that kids can go to, things like that. Go ahead and put those in your basket for summer camp. Also, this is when you might be out to a store and you notice that they have sunscreen on sale now. Go ahead and grab some sunscreen and put that in your basket. Anything that you've been collecting, I know when my kids were younger, I would see things throughout the winter or as things went on sale that I was like, oh, that'd be a fun summer activity. And I would buy them and they'd be hidden all over the house. So as you find those things that you shoved all over the house, you could put that in there. When my kids were younger, we would drive to Florida every year. It's a 14-hour drive. Oh my goodness, I'm so glad we're done with that one. We did it 14 times. 14 hours down, 14 hours back. We stayed at a hotel halfway down there and halfway back every time. And I would collect all these goodies that I would give the kids when we were in the car. And I would buy them year-round whenever I saw them on sale or whenever I found something different. Cracker Barrel is a great place to go get neat things to do in the car. Even if you don't eat at Cracker Barrel, there might be one in your area. Go there as if it's your store and buy the neat car games and things like that in order to take on your trip. So you might have things like that that would go inside of your summer basket. And then for a move. A move, again, is going to be an additional Sunday basket, and eventually it will become a laundry basket. So maybe you're at the point where you're like, 6 months from now, we are going to move, and it's a long way off. Then you might want to just be dropping things in that basket that are eventually going to go in a household reference binder that you leave with this house for the next homeowner. Maybe you're to the point in a move where you aren't moving yet, but you're building a house. So you have all the things that you need for a house build. Or you are moving in a month and you're starting to get checklists, you get the idea. Anything that is related to a move, but not related to the running of your household every week, needs to get separated out of your Sunday basket. Because specifically in a move, there is so much paperwork. There are so many people that you're dealing with that you need to, what sometimes happens is you don't have enough time to get through your Sunday basket on Sunday. And when you go through your Sunday basket, you have your move related activities and your Sunday basket related activities, and you don't have time to get either done. And so both kind of get done. And even though you have a Sunday basket, it's not functioning very well because you're not even getting done what needs to be done this week. And so you need to have Sunday basket time and you need to have move time every single week so that you can keep everything going. All right, we are going to tackle your project. We are going to tackle your goal. And step one is creating a separate physical space for your brain to dump and your ideas to accumulate, and even the material things that you're buying for that project or that goal to happen to be. So that is step one. Get yourself a box, empty your brain into that box, and next week I will help you sort that into actionable steps.